Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Elton John. You know Elton John.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. He's had a career.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah, otherwise, how would you know him?
Right.
Elton John, this really, it's wild to think that you can have a gigantic hit song and, you know, it's been a hit for years. I mean, this one he did back in 1972, the song Rocket Man. How about in all that time, he had no idea what the song was about. He really didn't know the origins of the song. And if you aren't familiar with Rocket Man, here's how it sounds.
On such a time.
Just makes you feel good.
It is a great tune. 1972 is when it came out. I was but a wee lad.
So, because a lot of his songs were written by Bernie Taupin, right?
His partner as well as his longtime lyricist as well. I mean, so they were professional partners, and I do, of course, believe they're romantic partners as well.
Yeah, and Bernie's written for other artists as well. It's not like he just does stuff, but he's an incredible songwriter. I mean, that's kind of funny that, like, you know, I mean, maybe Elton just thought he knew what he was like. He read the lyrics like, yeah, I don't need to ask him what this is about. And turns out maybe he didn't realize it was not about that.
Yeah, I know a lot of times when we've talked to people, Steve, and I've read lyrics, you know, I love it. And I'll go, I think it means this. And they'll be like, no, dude.
Yeah, he's like, dude, it was a song about my dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you doing?
Right.
And so, yeah, they were both being interviewed. And Bernie actually says, here's the story behind Rocket Man.
Our first ever number one record, I think. Pretty easy song to write the melody to because it's a song about space, so it's quite a spacious song.
Well, it was actually inspired by a story by Ray Bradbury from his book of science fiction short stories called The Illustrated Man. And in that book, there was a story called The Rocket Man, which was about how astronauts in the future would become sort of an everyday job. So I kind of took that idea and ran with it.
You know, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I love, he's like, dude, wait, that's what the song's been about this whole time? That's stupid.
Yeah, man. I love that because I did not know that either. I don't know why I thought Rocket Man. I thought it was a drug reference, to be honest, because back then everything I thought was all about drugs. And I figured every cool rock song had to be some sort of euphemistic sort of, hey, man, let's get high.
Yeah, so I just thought about the dude that went to space, too. I was in the same camp as Elton John. I was just like, oh, yeah, it's a song about a spaceman.
Yeah. And as it turns, I mean, and Ray Bradbury, a big, big science fiction writer, you know, for us geeky people. And I think The Illustrated Man, if I'm not mistaken, was a story which is so bizarre. It was a story, I think, about a dude that had tattoos all over his body, which was considered just at the time, obviously, insane. And now, of course, everybody's an illustrated man when you think about it. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what The Illustrated Man is. Yeah, and
dude, a lot of people are texting saying I don't know the back. I don't keep up with anyone's romantic stories, but a lot of people are saying they were never in a relationship. They were always just work partners.
They were never in a relationship?
At least according to a few texters.
I could be wrong too, but I thought they were like really the first open couple that we knew about. I can't, unless I'm high then. I had no idea. Well, I don't know why I always thought they were together.
Yeah, you buy
all. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, yeah. All
right, well, you know, I'm high like a rocket man.
I don't know. Is it Sam?
It looks like he's been married to Heather Lynn Hodgkin's Kin since 2004.
Okay, so I have made that. That is a Mandela effect.
That's
I cannot
so funny.
That is such a Mandela effect. Yeah. I always thought they were together the whole time. Wow.
Well, I mean, because they've been together at songwriters forever. Like, there was no, like, I don't know if there's been, like, a massive ever falling. Again, I don't know much about Elton John's story, but, like, it seems like they've been kind of, like, just buddies forever. Some people maybe made that assumption. Like,
well, yeah, thanks. Thanks for making that. It's funny. I've always credited them for really being amazing for LGBTQ plus rights because I always thought they were the first couple that said, we don't care. We're going to let you know we're together. And they made great music together. And I thought, I completely made that up in my head. Wow.
And I wonder, right. That's got to be an interesting thing for him because, like, he obviously writes a lot of songs and he clearly wrote a lot for Elton John. But I wonder, like, if there's ever been songs where he's like, yeah, I think this would be a good one for Elton John, but then Elton maybe wasn't feeling it and he gave it to someone else and it became, like, a massive hit.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think if Bernie ever did anything for the Beach Boys. I don't know why that's in my head, but you know what? Don't trust me as a source of any authority today.
Yeah, you clearly don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but...
He actually helped write a song for Alice Cooper.
Okay.
And most of his stuff looks like it was mainly Elton John, but every once in a while he would do something with, like, Rod Stewart.
That's a guy.
He wrote We Built the City Starship.
What?
Oh, that's right.
He wrote that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That
well,
was
there
the
you
one
go.
That I was trying to remember because I was like, wait a second. The dude that works with Elton John wrote that song? That's amazing.
And then These Dreams by Heart.
That's not bad.
The Rumor with Olivia Newton-John featuring Elton John.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if, like, then all of a sudden Elton hears that song and, like, We Built the City. And it looks like, Bernie, what the F, man? I would have loved to have sang that song.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, can you look up the song A Perfect Day by Collective Soul and see if Bernie wrote that? No, the reason I bring it up is Elton's on that song with Collective Soul. So I was wondering if Bernie had a hand in that as well or if that was just all Ed Roland.
Oh, man, I don't know. Let's hope it was just Ed Roland. That would change my whole perspective on Collective Soul.
Wow. Hey, look, it was a pretty good song. I think it was a decent hit for Collective Soul, that song they did with Elton.
Looks like it was Ed Roland.
All right, see that? And how about Elton joined in anyway? Elton's like, I'll help you out with this,
Elton
Eddie.
John did piano on an Alice in Chains record, which was really cool. Like, he just kind of does whatever the hell he wants to do, man.
Yeah, I mean, and who doesn't want to play with Elton John? Like, let Elton John come in and collaborate with you. I think anybody would be like, sure thing, well, Sir Elton.
And it's funny that we're talking about this, because earlier this morning I just came across, it was like a random fact that was just on the internet, and I was just like, whoa, I did not know this. Did you know that the Britney Spears song, Hit Me Baby One More Time, or Baby One More Time, was not originally written for her?
No.
And of all things, it was offered to the group TLC. Remember the Waterfalls group?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently that song was written, and they're like, oh, whoever wrote it was like, here you go, TLC, and they turned it down. So then they gave it to Britney Spears, and that became her debut single, which, history was made then.
I think that did good for that kid.
I wonder if that song would have been as popular. You know, you always wonder about that, like with actors and movies. Would this movie be as good if it was Keanu Reeves in that role as opposed to whoever? Like, would that song been a massive hit the way that it was for Britney Spears for TLC?
Sometimes you do get to see that, Steve, because there are songs that were released, never went anywhere, then somebody else covered them and killed with it. The one I can think of is Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me was a great song for Linda Ronstadt, but Warren Zevon wrote that song and actually even performed that song, but it didn't do as much for him as it did for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of songs like that. So
I remember the band Quiet Riot. They had a couple of songs. I think they were just like Slade.
Oh,
covers.
That's right.
And like two of, I think a couple of their hits.
Come On, Feel the Noise was recorded before them. You're right.
And I think one of their other songs too might have been a cover as well. I think it was Slade. I could be wrong, but
I think it was Slade. At least Come On, Feel the Noise, I think was done by Slade. I don't know about the other one you're talking about.
And then if I'm Slade, I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me.
Yeah.
This band. All of a sudden, it's just covering our songs, and they're becoming massively hit.
And the Slade's version isn't bad, like of Come On, Feel the Noise, but I guess there was just something that, I don't know, something that was missing, something about Quiet Riot or whatever, or just sometimes before their time. You know, sometimes just things aren't the right time when they're released, and then they're released a little bit later, and boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.